In this leader feeder, we're going to look at how to avoid demotivating your team. We've talked about motivation in previous leader feeder episodes, but in some cases, leaders should focus on removing the demotivators, those things that you do as a leader that actually demotivate your team, before you worry about how you're going to motivate them. So here are a few of the top demotivators to avoid as a frontline leader. Giving everyone the same jobs all the time seems like a good idea. After all, if they specialize in one task over the others, they can get faster. But because they tend to get bored, your job as the leader is to cross-train and provide variety to the team so they feel good about their work and they feel engaged. Being an answer dispenser, that is giving all the answers instead of encouraging your team members to think for themselves, not only creates a lot of pressure on you as a leader, but it keeps your team from feeling like they can do things on their own. So let them come to you with solutions and ideas instead of you answering all their questions. Playing favorites and avoiding some employees who you might not like on a personal level will create a rift in your team and actually destroy the teamwork. So it's important for you as a leader to actually get around to talk to all your people and treat them equally. Finally, if you really want to demotivate your team, which is not our goal here, just keep them in the dark and only tell them what they need to know on a bare minimum basis. Of course, that is not a good idea, and you as the leader need to be their source of information across the organization as to what's going on. And if you as a leader only provide negative feedback, tell them when they've screwed up, you're going to create a negative vibe on your team, which again will become a demotivator. Instead, focus more on the positives and your team spirit will increase. By looking at some of these demotivators and removing them from your leadership actions, you'll actually increase the motivation of your team. And when your team is more motivated, they'll actually perform better. And that's good for you as a leader. Once you've mastered this leadership tip, you might decide that you want to build your other skills. So remember, you can get your free copy of What Great Supervisors Know by visiting our website at uniquedevelopment.com. You'll get the ebook version, and if you find it helpful, you can always order multiple copies of the hard book to be as a resource for your team. Remember that we do on-site training, we also have public workshops, and we have many online tools that can help you and your teammates get better at their jobs. Connect with us on social media, at LinkedIn, on Twitter, or by searching us out at Facebook at Frontline Leader.